Good morning, everybody. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD Fixed Income Desk at the CIO office. Let's start with what's on my mind. The highly anticipated 80-minute speech by President Xi has brought in a little bit of disappointment to many investors globally, as no mention on reform roadmap initiatives were brought to light. We think markets are fatigued going into the year end and taking any news flow an excuse to de-risk. The sell-off on oil price yesterday, the wait-and-see more to scrutinize upon on every word Fed President Jay Powell mentions are having a toll on the weaker sentiment in markets. I think I will take my boss's narrative in the last 48 hours to go and enjoy the year ahead and see you all next year. The surprise in the surge on oil inventories fueled the sell-off on oil prices to more than 7% stemming production figures out of US and Russia. The Energy Department reported that the US was producing 11.6 million barrels of crude oil a day, nearly a million barrel more than a year ago. The Federal Reserve started its last meeting of the year. We expected to raise rates by 25 basis today, and which should bring cumulative 9 hikes so far in the last 3 years. The follow-up comments by Jay Powell will be closely watched as investors' euphoria on rates has weighed substantially on financial markets this year. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia unveils 2019 budget. The Kingdom aims to boost spending by about 7% in 2019 despite a continuing budget deficit. Moreover, the Reserve Bank of India will buy more government bonds than earlier planned as it looks to address the financial sector's liquidity crunch. And last but not the least, Fitch downgrades Oman's sovereign rating to BB+ from BBB-, citing fiscal challenges to the oil producer from volatile crude prices, leaving only Moody's Investor Services to rate it as an investment grade credit. That's it from my side, and have a great day. Thank you.